You have reached SportsBeatOK.com and are tuned into the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network. Your Warriors and Lady Warriors are back on the road tonight looking for yet another big win. Tonight they travel to Shoto. Let's get out to the gymnasium and your announcer for tonight's games, Davies Van Poole.
Good evening, Warrior fans. This is Davies Van Poole, the voice of the Ketchum Warriors. Welcome to some Monday night high school basketball as we've traveled down south to take on the Shoto Wildcats. Just getting ready for the national anthem and then the starting lineups. Just checking out what the PA announcer is saying. We're going to go to the national anthem, and it's live, so I think you'll be able to hear it. They're doing a prayer. And now we're ready for the anthem. Welcome back. That was a national anthem sung by one of the students here at Shoto. She did a fantastic job there. Really, really, really good job, so good for her. Our Lady Warriors tonight, well, we're wearing their black uniforms, blue numbers with white trim on them. And Shoto will be in their white uniforms with yellow and blue trim. Starting lineups for our Ketchum Lady Warriors. Number 2, Lily Vinson. Number 30, Bella Morgan. Number 13, Lainey Scott. Number 15, Jayla Kuselis. And number 25, Miss Kenzie Farrar. And starting lineup for the Lady Wildcats from Shoto. Number 1, Sawyer. Number 5, Pierce. Number 23, Shanks. Number 24, Miller. And number 33, Owens. Just to let you know, the high school district pairings came out today, and we will be next Friday going to Warner, and we'll be playing Gans. And don't have any idea how good their girls or boys are, but I do know if you remember back 20-plus years ago, Big Country Bryant Reeves is from Gans, and I understand that his son, who's about 6'7", is a senior on Gans' team. So hopefully he's not as good as his daddy was. But anyway, that'll be next Friday evening. Our district pairing is with Warner and Gans, and we'll be playing Gans on Friday night. Ready for the tip-off? It's up in the air. It's going to be controlled by Pierce of Choto. She gets the ball over to Miller. She's on the top of the key. Back to Pierce. Now down deep in the corner to Shanks. Shanks kicks it off to Miller. Back to Pierce. Round to Sawyer. Back to Pierce. And we're going to have a massive collision in the middle. It's going to be a foul on Lily Hinson. Choto's ball out underneath their own goal. Ball's inbounded to Pierce. Kicks it out to Miller. Over to Shanks. Back to Pierce. Back to Miller to Sawyer. Puts up the shot. No good. She's fouled, or she'll go to the line. We got 7:14 to go here in the first. And there is no score. 0-0. Number one, Sawyer on the line for Choto, shooting two. First shot's on his way. Off the back of the glass. No good. Gets the ball for her second shot. She's up, off the back of the glass, no good. Rebound's loose, controlled by Owen of Choto. Back to Miller, launches a three, in and out, no good. Rebound goes to Laney Scott. Crosses half court, to give it to Kenzie on the wing. Kenzie back to Bella. And Bella tries to throw it to the post from the half court. Gets picked off by Choto, but the momentum goes out of bounds. It'll be Warriors ball underneath our own goal. Kenzie will throw it in for us. She lobs it in to Lily, but it's stolen by Miller. She'll get across half court. Now to Pierce. She dribbles off her leg. Now to Miller, and they're going to call her for a walk, and it'll be Lady Warriors ball. 6:43 to go in the first quarter. Still no score. Lily inbounds to Kenzie, and she'll bring the ball up. She's walking it up. She crosses half court. Now to Bella on the wing. Bella picks up her dribble. She'll find Laney down low. She dumps it off to J-Lo. Back around the horn to Kenzie. To Lily on the other side. She puts up the shot, and they're going to call a walk, and she did. Choto's ball length of the floor to go. Looks like we're going to jump into a full court press here. Or maybe just a half court press. Pierce with the ball. Now to Miller. She's at the half court line. She'll find Sawyer on the far side. Puts up a 12-foot jumper. Sawyer scores, and that's the first 2 points of the night. 6:08 to go in the first. 2-0 Choto on top. Kenzie Ferrar brings the ball up. And she's going to get called for a walk. And it'll be Choto's ball out half court. Miller inbounds to Pierce. Pierce crosses half court. Back to Miller. She's on the wing to Pierce down low. There's the shot off the glass. No good. We're going to get a foul on Pierce for over the back. It's Warriors ball. Length of the floor to go. 5:48. The first 2-0 Choto. Kenzie's going to walk the ball up for us. Over to Laney. Gets it down low to Lily. To Bella. She cuts through, puts up the shot. No good. But she'll get fouled and go to the line. And I forgot how violently fouled the Choto girls coach was. Not at our players. He's yelling and screaming at his own kids. Bella's first shot hits the front of the rim, crawls around, and it goes in. We'll take it. Ayala gets the ball for her second shot. And she nails it. Tied ball game, 2-2. 5:37 to go in the first. Sawyer inbounds the ball to Miller. Over to Pierce. She'll get it across half court. Dribbles down in the corner. Finds Owen, puts up the shot, and it's good. 4-2, Shoto on top. They go into a half court trap. Kenzie Ferrar doesn't see it. Throws the ball right to the Shoto defender and then gets upset in retaliation and fouls. So we got a foul and lost the possession there. That was about as rotten as it could be. Pierce with the ball now to Owen. Miller in the corner to Shanks in the post to Owen, top of the key. And she'll return a bad play by throwing it out of bounds. And her coach is screaming at her. Wow, that dude needs to take some heart medicine or something. He's out of control. I forgot how animated he was. We've played him several times over the last year. Ball's on the floor. There's a scrum court. And it looks like we'll have a jump ball. It'll be Lady Warriors' ball. 5:04 to go in the first. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout by the Lady Warriors. We're down 4-2. See you in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
And we're back. 5:04 in the first. We're down 2-4-2, our ball half court. Laney throws the ball into Bella. And Bella will throw it to Kinsey. Kinsey's got away with a walk there. Dribbles in. Gets it to Lily. Kicks it over to Laney. She'll put a three up. Off the back of the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Miller of Shoto. She'll dribble it up in a hurry. Find Pierce down in the corner. No shot. Miller back at the free throw line. She'll put up the 16-footer. No good. Owen with the rebound. She puts up the 16-footer. No good. And we're going to get a foul called on Jayla Keith. Plus, it could have gone either way. Official was a lot closer than I am. Three officials for tonight's game, too. That's pretty rare for us. Usually that helps them do a lot better job. Sawyer with the shot up. No good. Ball's loose. And we're going to get a jump ball. Nope, we're going to say Kinsey's out of bounds there. That was a terrible call. And the Ketchum crowd is letting know it. Ball's inbounded to Miller, over to Sawyer. She fell down to her knees. That's a walk. They didn't call it. Showed us ball out of bounds. Man, we've been hosed like four possessions in a row. That's really... And I've seen all three of these guys before. They're usually pretty good. Oh, well, Owen's got the ball for Shoto. Now to Sawyer, she'll off the three. Off the back of the glass, no good. Miller with the rebound. Kicks it out to Pierce. Back to Sawyer. And ball's loose. And we should have a jump ball at the very least. And it'll be Shoto's ball. 4:05. First quarter action, 4-2. Sawyer inbounds the ball to Pierce, to Miller, back to Sawyer, she puts the shot up, no good, Shanks with the rebound, she puts the shot up, no good, they say she's fouled. Shelly Jordan fixing to check in for the Lady Warriors momentarily, Shanks has got her first shot, she gets the ball. Shot on the way, it's short off the front of the rim, no good. Kenzie Ferrar will have a seat after her second foul, and Jolie's in. Shanks gets the ball for her second shot. Shots up, off the back of the glass, no good. Jayla Keesless with the rebound, and she'll dribble it up. Gets across half court, kicks the ball to Bella. Back to Lily. She's going to get called for a walk. And she did. Man, that's like our sixth loss already. Not playing very good at all. Appreciate it's not gone our way, and we're just down two, so I guess we shouldn't complain. Miller with the ball. Nobody guards her. Dribbles down, kicks the ball back to Pierce. Pierce puts up the shot. No good. Jayla with the rebound. 3:30 to go. Jayla crosses the half court. Gets the ball to Bella. Bella down in the corner to Lily. She puts up the shot, and it's going to set a foul on the floor by Shoto. It'll be our ball out underneath our own goal. Catch him. Girl thought she was shooting. Now they got it lined up straight. Bella gets the ball into Laney to Lily. Lily puts up the shot. No good. Shanks with the rebound. Now to Sawyer. Back to Miller. 3:16 to go. First quarter action. Still 4-2. Miller puts up a runner. No good. They're going to say she was fouled. Wow. Already have 6 fouls on the Lady Warriors with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. So they're in the 1-1 for the whole rest of the half. Wow. Miller shot. Bounces around, but it goes in. Into the game, number 4, Roseman. 4, Shoto. Miller's second shot's on the way. And she'll make it as well. 6-2 is your score. We get the ball across half court. Find Jayla. Nice bounce past Delaney. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Sawyer. Just kicked the ball all the way forward to Miller. Puts up the layup. And it's good. And it just went from 4-2 to 8-2 in a matter of seconds. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It'll be the Lady Warriors ball at half court. And they can do an over and back. They bounce past the ball into the backcourt, and Laney grabbed it with 1 foot in the front court, 1 foot in the backcourt, and then walked into the backcourt. And then she got all mad about it, but, I mean, she was guilty. She did it. Wasn't even close. Now we're going to get a call down low on Shanks against Shoto. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. It's 8-2. They're in a half-court trap. We'll get the ball across and make a bad pass. Ivy Lawrence tried to throw it to Lily and missed her by 15 feet. They were not on the same play there, literally. Ball goes out of bounds. Shoto's ball into the floor to go. And Pierce is going to step out of bounds. It'll be Warriors' ball. Boy, we're getting enough breaks to stay in it. We can't buy a bucket. Ivy's trapped in the backcourt. She got shoved. The official makes no call. And we're going to get a full timeout there. So we'll be back in 60 seconds. 2:17 to go in the first. We're down 8-2. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back, Warrior fans. Lily inbounds the ball to Ivy in the backcourt. They're going to do that half-court trap again. Gets the ball off to Morgan. To Jayla. over to Jolia, back to Ivy. She'll crank the three off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Miller. She's across half court. Back to Sawyer. To Pierce in the corner. There's no shot there. To Miller, top of the key, and Shoto will set up their offense. 151 on the clock here. Still 8-2 Shoto. Now the ball to Sawyer. To Roseman. Over to Miller. She drives in, puts up a shot. It's blocked by Bella, but they're going to call Bella for the foul there. And Miller will be on the line. Once again, already in the 1-1 midway. Well, 3 minutes to go into the first quarter. We were 1-1. Miller's first shot is good. Miller's second shot on the way now. Off the back of the glass, no good. Shanks with the rebound. She kicks it back out to Miller, shoots it, and makes it. 11-2, Shoto on top, minute 30 to go. And Laney just half-heartedly throws the ball to Lily and gets swiped by Miller, but she goes out of bounds, so it'll be Warriors' ball at half court. Ivy's got the ball, top of the key. She makes a horrendous pass. Lily somehow saves it. Now they're in a pile on the floor. It'll be Lady Warriors' ball. Out underneath our own goal. Ball's inbounded to Jayla. She puts the shot up. She's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two, and that's the second or third foul on Shanks. That's her second foul. So Jayla's on the line shooting two. We've got off a fair number of shots as Jayla nails that one. We just hadn't got any of them to go. All three of our points have come from free throws. Jayla's second shot now on the way. She nails it as well. Good job, Jayla. 11-4, Shoto's lead. 1:16 on the clock. Roseman with the ball. Now back to Miller. She drives up to the free throw line, launches a shot, and it's good. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. We're down 13-4. Ivy brings the ball up. She finds Jolie down low. She'll put up the layup, and it's good. Good job. Our first field goal of the game comes with 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Lily's going to get called for a blocking foul. Lily's not afraid of that contact at all. That's her second foul. Haley Keys will go in for her. Number five, Pierce on the line. Shooting 1-1. First shot, no good. Haley with the rebound. She gets it forward to Laney. Laney's in the corner. Puts up a layup, no good. Jolie, nope. Miller with the rebound. Now to Pierce. She'll cross half court. 30 seconds to go. Down in the corner to Sawyer. 22 seconds to go. She drives in, kicks the ball back to Van Horn, who just entered the game. Puts up the shot, no good. Jayla with the rebound. 11 seconds to go. Jayla drills all the way up, puts up the shot, and they're going to call her. They're going to call her for the charge. Jayla commands she can't see straight. Foul count, 13-5. Shot at the buzzer is no good. That'll do it for the first quarter. We're down 13-6. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch the Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davey Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas.
The best Supreme Pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Jay Latisse with the rebound down low. She kicks the ball over to Laney, who's in the corner. Laney back. Jayla down low, puts up the shot. No good. And Jayla's going to get called for the foul. She tried to slap the ball, missed the ball, and hit the shoulder player in the shoulder pretty hard and knocked her down. And it's Shoto on the line. Number 20, Van Horn. She'll be shooting two as they're in the double bonus. First one goes in. Jayla has the lead, but she has three fouls. Second shot on the way from Van Horn is also good. 15-6, 9-point lead for Shoto. Once again, the half-court trap. Bella picks up the ball and throws it right to Miller from Shoto. She goes the other way for an uncontested layup and makes it. And they're going to put the half-court trap in again. And we're going to lose the ball to Miller again. He puts up the shot. And Kenzie's going to get called foul for the push. Shot was no good. So Miller will be shooting two. It's our 15th foul. And we're fixing to put five new players in. Shot's no good. And we switch everybody out. So we've got Star West, Riley Bishop, Summer Pippen, Maddie Owens, Ivy Lawrence on the floor. And Shoto, for whatever unsportsmanlike reason, is going to take a 30-second timeout. So we'll be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'em Warrior Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Catch 'em Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Catch 'em Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
And we're back. We're saying 7:04 to go till half. We're down 18-6. Five new players on the floor for us. Foul count, interestingly enough, is 17 to us and 5 to them. Stars got the ball top of the key. And she'll find Riley down low to get it over to Summer. Summer loses her dribble. The Star somehow saves it. She's in the corner. Top of the key. She's double teamed. And she gets thrown to the floor by Pierce. And that'll be a foul. Number 6 on Pierce. at least just one more foul on them and we get to shoot two. Riley will inbound the ball. She finds Star. Star over to Ivy. Ivy's got nothing. Down on the corner to Summer, then back to Star up top. The 2-1-2 zone, but they've extended it all the way to half court. They're more athletic than we are. And Riley takes the ball. Thought the official was her teammate, so she throws it to the official. And he gets out of the way, and Riley just starts giggling. Wow. .6:13 to go until half. We're down 18-6. Although it seems like it's already a 30-point game. Just down 12. Shanks with the ball. Now back out to Roseman. Sawyer down low, puts up the shot. No good. Riley with a nice rebound. She'll find Ivy. Ivy crosses half court. And Ivy will lose her dribble to Shanks. And we'll get a jump ball. Nope. Foul's going to be on Ivy. Ivy's upset, and the official says, well, you reached around her. And now the Ketchum crowd has totally lost their mind screaming at the official. Oh, man, this is getting to be ugly. We're just in the second quarter. It's 18-6 on the foul count now. Shank's first free throw is good. That's her first points of the night. Second shot's on the way. It's good. 20-6 is your score. It's Ketchum's ball. The young lady from Shoto taking the ball out and was trying to throw it back in. And that's got to be a foul on Shoto. Nope, we're going to call that 21-6 on the foul count. Wow. Sawyer on the line for Shoto. First shot. In and out, but it's good. It's bounced back around the third time. Second shot on its way, no good. Summer will lose the ball out of bounds. It'll be Shoto's ball. Jolie's going to check in. Haley Keyes is going to check in. Riley Bishop will come out. Summer Pimple will come out. 5:41 to go in the first half. We're down 21-6, which, strangely enough, is the same thing as the foul count. I bet that doesn't happen very often. Roseman with a long three for Shoto is good. Star brings the ball up. She crosses half court. To find the ball over to Ivy. Down in the corner, shot, no good. Haley Keyes with the rebound, shot, no good. Miller with the rebound, now to Roseman. She'll get across half court. Picks the ball up, gets it to Miller. Long three from the corner is no good from Van Horn. She gets fouled, she'll go to the line to shoot three. 22-6 is the foul count. 24-6 is the score. First shot's no good. Second shot's in and out. And the third shot is no good. Rebound, foul on Shanks at their third. Leaves the foul count to 22-7. And we'll go to the line to shoot one and one. All right, Jolie Johnson on the line shooting a 1-1. Her shot, no good. Scar Risk with the rebound, though. She'll put up the three. She's hammered. She goes to the line for three. She's still on the floor. There she hops up. The Scar's going to shoot three. Maybe she'll make all of these. Just being honest, we are not playing well at all. Officiating's not going in our way, and Shoto's not playing super good either. Star makes the first one, so it's not near as bad as it could be, folks. Second shot is also good. And some substitution going on there. Star gets the ball for a third shot. She makes it as well. She made all three. Good job, Star. 5-0-1 on the clock. 24-9 is the score. Miller with the ball down to Pierce. Down to Miller up top. Back to Pierce in the corner. Over to Roseland. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Haley Keith. She'll bring the ball up. She finds Ivy. She finds Star on the wing. Jolie down low. Back to Star. Back over to Ivy. Ivy back to Star. Star just drew around top of Keith. Finds Jolie in the post to Lily. Great pass, and there's the bucket. Good job, Lily. To 11. 3:58 to go till half. Miller with a long three for Shoto. No good. Rebound's going to go to Pierce. To Roseman. Back to Pierce. And stolen by Jolie Johnson. Good job, Jolie. She gets the ball to Ivy. Cross half court. Picks up her dribble. Finds Haley. Makes a terrible pass. It's slapped by Miller, but she slaps it to Star. Back to Ivy. Back to Haley, deep in the corner. She'll find Jolie. Back to Scar for a wide open three. In and out, no good. Rebound's going to go to Roseman. Shoto brings the ball back up. 3:19 to go in the half. 24-11, Shoto's on top. Pierce with the ball in the corner. Now Sawyer on the wing. Miller on the other wing. We see Oskies it to the deep corner to Pierce, who launches a three. In and out, no good. Ball goes off of Van Horn. It'll be Lady Warriors' ball. Lily inbounds to Star. Star to Ivy. Star just dribble around out top. Now they find Lily on the post. Down to Jolie. She puts up a six-footer. No good. Roseman with the rebound. She'll find Miller. 2:32 to go in the second quarter. Miller jumps one off, and Ivy steals it. She gets across half court. She'll get the ball stolen from her. Pierce heads back the other way. No. She skipped over her own foot. The trailing official missed that. That was a case of the official not being in the right position because this girl tripped herself. I hate to see that. 24-11, 2:16 on the clock. Second quarter action. Pierce is shooting. She makes the first one. Picks the ball for a second shot on its way. She makes it. Star brings the ball up. She'll find Ivy. Back to Jolie. She puts up the shot. Nailed it. Good job, girl. 26-13.
2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Miller with the ball. He'll throw it over to Van Horn. Back to Miller. And Jolie will steal the ball again. She gives it to Star. Star back to Jolie. Puts the shot up, and it's good. Jolie plays good tonight. Got the lead to 11. 26-15. 24-8 is your foul count. You imagine if that was even, this might be an even game, although we have not played well at all. Miller dribbling the ball up top for Shoto, now to Pierce on the wing. Back to Miller, top of the key. And she's just going to stand there and dribble. There's a minute 5 on the clock. Now to Pierce, they change positions as Pierce is the high post. Now to Sawyer, she puts up the shot, 10 foot, and it's good. 28-15 with 50 seconds to go. Star brings the ball up. She gets the ball to Ivy. Back to Star. Over to Jolie. Down in the corner. Back to Ivy. Now to Star up top. She'll lose it, but Ivy will grab it. Now Jolie, quick crank to 3. In and out, no good. Sawyer with the rebound. She'll kick it back to Miller. Miller's got the ball, just holds it under her arm. 14 seconds to go, now to Pierce. Back to Miller, 9 seconds to go. She'll dribble in, put up the layup at the buzzer. No good, Lily Henson with the rebound. And she'll get knocked out of bounds. Our ball with 0.5 seconds to go. And Star will hurdle it, not anywhere close. That takes us to halftime, we're down 28-15. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the first half recap. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back, Warrior fans, at halftime, down 28-15. Haven't played well, and we're lucky that it's not a whole lot worse. Shoto didn't play particularly well either. That kept him from piling on in the foul count at 24-8 there. That's just incredible. That's 3-1 fouls, you know, but that's not right. It is what it is. We've struggled with turnover, breaking the half-court trap. We've taken a lot of shots, but we're only shooting about 20% from the floor. Just not put the ball in the hoop whatsoever at all. Ouch. Anyway, scoring rehab. Lily Hilton's got two. Star West has got three. Jayla Beachland's got two. Jolie Johnson's got six, and Bella Morgan's got two. We got 15 points at halftime. Miller for Chicoto in double digits with 12 points. So that's where we stand at halftime. We got three girls with three fouls and a whole slew with two, so we're definitely in trouble second half late if the foul count continues as it is. We'll have struggle getting enough girls to stay eligible there as we're going to, if we just play our normal hard and get a normal amount of fouls called, we're going to get fouled out there. So definitely fouls are going to be an issue in the second half to see if we have enough. I don't think we have nine girls suited out so far tonight. That's all we got. So we can only afford to lose four, and that might really, really happen. So anyway, we'll send it back to the studios, and we'll be back for the third quarter in just a bit. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'em Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org
or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Back, oh, you missed that by about a second, Jay. You're slipping in your old age there, brother. Jay LaKeith was with the ball in the post. Now to Kenty. He's trapped. Gets the ball back out to Lily up top. Lily the star. Back to Kenty. She puts up a three. In and out. No good. Rebound goes to Miller. She'll cross half court with the ball. Now to Pierce. Back to Miller. Sawyer. Pierce in the corner. Now Miller in the other corner. She puts up three and it's good. He shot 15 points on the night. And we got a whistle. Oh, they didn't put a three on the clock, and it was a three. That was legit, so I can't get upset about that. All right, Star brings the ball down. She crosses half court. She gives the ball to Kenzie. Kenzie to Jayla. Jayla throws the ball straight to Shanks off her knee. She gets the ball to Miller, goes down, puts up an eight-footer, and it's good. 6:49 to go. Third quarter action, 33-15 is your score. Jolie Johnson tries to lob the ball down to Jayla. Jayla gets it, puts up a point-blank layup. Nobody on her and misses it. Miller takes the ball back the other way. Now to Pierce. Back to Miller. She's at the top of the key. Miller with 17 points for Shoto. She's feeling it tonight. Now back over to Pierce. To Sawyer. To Miller in the corner. She'll dribble it out. Top of the key. They'll reset their offense. Now to Pierce. Back to Miller. Up top for a three. And it bounces around three times and then goes in. Star brings the ball up for us across this half court. She'll lose it to Miller. Just a half-hearted pass there. Bounce over to Pierce. She puts the layup up. No good. Fight for the rebound. We're going to get a foul. Fouls on Kenzie Farrar. That's her third. 5:47 to go in the third, and they've got a 21-point lead, 36-15. Jalen with the ball to Star. McKenzie, back to Jalen, back to Kinsley, three-pointer up. And no good, bouncing around a few times. Miller with the ball, going to take the ball out of bounds, and it'll be Warriors' ball. Nope, it'll be Shoto's ball. Missed that one. They lob the ball down to Sawyer. She's in the post, puts up the shot. Air ball, rebound Joey Johnson. She takes it up. Kicks the ball off to Lily, over to Star. Over to Kinsey, she'll put up the three, in and out, no good, ball's loose. Miller gets it, uncontested layup. And Joey Johnson blocks it from behind. Miller gets the rebound, puts it back up, no good, gets the second rebound, puts it up in, it's good. She scored 4-on-1 down there. Star brings the ball back up. Jolie takes the three, no good. Shanks with the rebound, and stolen by Lily. Jump ball, it'll go to Shoto. 4:35 to go in the third quarter. We're down 38-15. Ball's inbounded to Pierce. Over to Miller. Drives in, puts up the shot. No good. Star with the rebound. She'll find Lily down low, puts up the shot, no good, but she's fouled. Lily will go to the line to shoot two. .415 to go in the third quarter. We're down 38-15. Lily hits it on the line shooting two. First shot, nothing but net. Good job, Lily. Gets the ball for her second shot. No good. Sawyer with the rebound. Sawyer with the ball. Now back to Pierce. She puts up the shot. No good. Jayla with the rebound. To get it forward to Star. She's guarded tightly. Kicked it back to Kinsey. Thought about a three. Changed her mind. Back to Star. Back to Kinsey. She'll drive in, put up the shot, no good. Jayla with the rebound underneath. She puts it back up and it's good. Set it back to a 20-point lead at 38-18. Miller with the ball. She finds Shanks down low, puts up the shot, no good. Miller gets the rebound, puts it up, and it's good. 40-18, Shoto Lady Wildcats on top. Jolie's going to crank a three, in and out, no good, rebound Sawyer for Shoto. And they're going to say it was off of us. Two fouls on us, none on them here in the second half. The official count they had down on the bench was 25-6 on the foul count in the first half. I was off one. Shanks puts up the shot down low. It's good. And we're going to time out from Coach Hopper with the 60-second timeout. 42-18, we're down. 2:55 to go in the third. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to Catch the Warriors Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area.
Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas,
the best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
And we're back, Warrior fans. Just to give you something that we're glad we don't have is the Shoto Coach. So they're up 42-18. Everything's going their way. The route is on, and he is screaming at the top of his lungs at his players during the timeout. Jaylee gets the ball down low, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound's going to go to Lilly, and they're going to say jump ball. And it'll be ours. All right, all ball out underneath our own goal. Kinsey throws it into Ivy. And Ivy didn't even look, throws it right back to where Kinsey's supposed to be, and it gets swiped by Shota, but they go out of bounds. It's like she knew that's where the play goes, but the play's not there, you can't go there. You have to think through that. Kinsey throws the ball into Ivy, back to Kinsey, to Jolie, to Lily down low. She puts up the shot, and they're going to say she walked. Sawyer with the ball. Stolen from behind by Kinsey. Good job, Kinsey. She throws the ball forward to Lily. Too hard. And it goes out of bounds. Lily was running backwards. And she either had to stop or crash. Didn't get it all. 2:17 to go here in the third. Miller brings the ball up for Shoto across the half court. Good bounce back over to Sawyer. Back to Miller. Just dribbling away in the half court circle. Nobody on her. 1:50. They need up 20 seconds on this possession. Now she throws it over to Sawyer. He throws it to Pierce. Shot blocked by Jolie. Jayla picks up the rebound. Gets it to Kinsey. She brings the ball up. Two dribbles straight down, puts up the shot, air balls it. Shanks with the rebound for Shoto. Ball gets back to Shanks down low. She puts up the layup, and it's good. 1:20 on the clock. Jayla on the high post, over to Ivy. Goes down low, puts up the shot, no good. Sawyer grabs the ball and goes to the ground. I don't know how that's not a walk. Miller throws the ball forward to Shanks. She's down in the corner. Back to Miller. They don't guard her. She shoots a three. In and out. No good. Jolie Johnson with the rebound. Jolie finds Haley under the goal, but she's guarded tightly. Comes back around to Jayla on top key. Jayla throws the ball out of bounds. Not even close. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We're down 44-18. Miller inbounds the ball to Vance. Back to Miller. Back to Sawyer in the corner for Shoto. Roseman, Pierce, Roseman. 30 seconds to go. Third quarter action. Now Miller, now Sawyer. He's going to get called for a walk. To 18. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kinsey gives the ball across half court. Over to Ivy. Over to Jolie. 11 seconds. To Jayla down low. Puts up the layup. She makes it. She stops. She's still on the floor holding her elbow. She gets up. Jayla goes in the line. She's one. Jayla gets the ball for her shot. Nothing but net. Good job, Jayla. 44-21 with 8 seconds to go. Miller with the ball. 5 seconds. Crosses half court. Dribbles down low. Bounce back to Van Horn. Shots up. Blocked by Jayla. That'll take us to the end of the third quarter. We're down 44-21. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the fourth quarter. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we're back. Miller to inbound the ball. He'll inbound it to Pierce, and the fourth quarter's on its way. Maybe they'll just let the clock run. Sawyer with the layup down low, no good. Lilly with the rebound. Now to Star. Back over to Summer. Down to Bella, who telegraphed her pass, and Miller picks it off. To Pierce, and she's going to get called for the walk. A 44-21, and their coaches are screaming at that poor girl. If I was a parent, I would not allow my child to play for that guy. I would be at the school board telling them he's got to go, and all they had to do is bring the game footage. They don't even have to say anything. They just let him watch it. Wow. This guy's a creep. Miller with the ball for Shoto, top of the key, 7:05 on the clock. Over to Pierce, back to Miller. Down in the corner to Owen. To Shank, to Miller, to Pierce. Good ball movement from the Shoto Lady Wildcats. Now to Sawyer, top of the key, back to Miller. To Shank. All the way around to Miller on the other side now. Stolen by Lily Henson. Stolen back by Miller. Now to Pierce to Sawyer in the corner. She'll dribble in for a 10-footer. Overshoots it, but Owen comes up with the rebound. Kicks it back to Pierce to Miller. They don't guard her. She'll put up a three. In and out, no good. Bella Morgan with a really good block out. Turns to throw the ball to Jolene. Doesn't realize that Miller's standing right there. Poor Bella has probably got 15 turnovers tonight, all just turning and throwing the ball without looking who she's throwing it to. She's really struggling. But she's still got a smile on her face and playing hard, so keep after it, girl. And we're going to get a foul down low by Lily. I'm going to guess that's her fourth, I think. That's her third. And Kinsey will come in. Bella will have a key. All right, ball's inbounded to Miller. Sawyer puts up the shot. No good. Lily with the rebound. She crosses half court. She's got to slow down. Just going too fast. Miller pickpocketed her. Goes the other end for a layup. It's good. And she's fouled by Star. 5:37 to go in the ball game. That's Star's third. So as much as first one as they did in the first half, the foul count in the second half is 3 on us, 2 on them. And this play has been just about the same, so that shows you how skewed it was in the first. Shot is good, but I want to make it real clear. Even if the foul count was even, we're down 30. That is not going to make the ball game whatsoever at all. Star puts up the shot, no good. Miller gets the rebound, gets it to Pierce, goes to the other end, layup, no good. Jolie Johnson with the rebound. Now to Kinsey to Star down in the corner. And she'll throw it away to Pierce. She goes through, puts the layup, no good. Miller with the rebound. She'll put it up. It's good. Miller with 27 points for Shodo. Ball gets slapped out of bounds by Shodo. It's Lady Warriors ball with 5 minutes to go underneath our own goal. And looks like Shodo coach is going to do a little seven now. Number 50, Soap into the ball game. Jayla gets the ball, puts up the shot, no good, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. They're going to say that was on the floor. That ball was already up in the air. Also into the game now, number 10, Barker. So the two girls that hadn't played at all the whole game in for Shodo. Our ball out underneath our own goal. Star gets it, puts up 12-footer, no good. Ball's loose. Jayla's got it. They're going to say jump ball. It'll stay right there to catch them. The Lady Warriors. 4:53 on the clock. Our ball out of bounds. Ball's inbounded to Jolie, over to Lily. Back around the Star in the corner. She'll put up three. No good. Miller with the rebound. You know, just saying, we've held Shodo to 49 points, so they're going to be on about a 60-game pace. That's about normal for high school girls basketball. But we've only got 21 points. So as bad as our defense may look, our offense is what's not allowing us to keep into these games. Miller with the ball up top for Shodo. Back over to Pierce. They're just going to play catch for a little while. Now to Soap on the high post. Back up to Barker. Over to Pierce. He'll be dribbling in the half-court circle. Set to check in is Zero Stout. Miller's going to drive in. Kick the ball out to Soap. Over to Pierce. Shodo is just eating up the clock, and we ought to let him. Soap with the ball. Gets the ball to Barker. She dribbles in, puts up a layup. No good. Kenzie Farrar with the rebound. She'll cross half court. 3:35 to go. To Lily. Turns around for the 8-footer. No good. Jolie with the rebound and the 6-footer. It's good. We got five new girls in for Ketchum. That would be Riley Bishop, Zoe Hibden, Ivy Lawrence, Haley Keys, Summer Pippen. 3:16 on the clock. Rosemond brings the ball up. Over to Barker for Shodo. And she throws it out of bounds to Stout. It'll be Lady Warriors ball. 3:05 on the clock. Ball's down to Summer in the corner. Back to Ivy. Haley in the corner. To Riley. Summer to Ivy. Throws it down low to Haley. She tries to score. Misses. Soap with the rebound for Shodo. 2:35 on the clock. And Rosemond brings the ball up for Shodo. Ivy Lawrence with the steal. Dribbles back the other way. And she got away with the walk. Pass the ball to Zoe Hibden, who puts the ball up, and it's good. Roseman with the ball, 2 minutes to go in this ball game. Ball's dribbled out of bounds by Barker, but they're going to say she was fouled, so it will be. Don't just say it was knocked out of bounds. It'll be Shodo's ball underneath their own goal. Barker to Roseman to Van Horn, stolen by Summer Pippen. Good job, Summer. She'll walk the ball up, finds Ivy. She dribbles in for a layup, and she gets it. Ivy gets on the board. 1:34 on the clock. Roseman walks the ball up for Shodo. 49-27. She gets the ball over to Stout, to Barker. Back to Van Horn. She puts up the shot. No good. Summer Pippen with the rebound. Summer to Ivy. She drives in, puts another shot up. No good. Riley with the rebound. Back to Ivy. She puts up a three-pointer. Nails it. Under a minute to go. We're down 19, 49-30. Roseman dribbles the ball up, cross half court. Now to Barker, top of the key. She backs out, gets the ball back to Roseman. 40 seconds to go in the ball game. Stout with the ball, top of the key now. She throws the ball to Barker on the high post. She'll back it back out. Ivy Lawrence with the steal. Uncontested layup, and it's good. 49-32, Haley Keith tightly on the ball, 12 seconds to go. 8 seconds to go. Roseman will just dribble it out, 4 seconds to go. Now to Barker, now to Roseman. And there's the buzzer, and we lose this one, 49-32. We'll be back in 2 minutes for a game recap. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'em Warriors Sports Network here on SportsBeatOK.com.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13.
Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vample, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
And we're back, Warrior fans. Well, we lost that one 49-33, but it really wasn't that close as Ivy Florence scored 7 points in the last minute and a half of the game. So I appreciate that. Makes it look better in the book for sure. The story of that game in the first half was officiating, and in the second half it was all four passing and everything. It amazes me how you have over 30 fouls called, actually have 40 fouls called almost in the first half. And then the second half between the two, you only have 8. I don't know if that sure is curious, but it is what it is. We just didn't play real good, being honest. Lots and lots of turnovers. Shot less than 20% from the floor. Didn't do a whole lot better than that from the free throw line, but we didn't shoot very many free throws either. Just a confusing, hard game. We just never got into rhythm at all. And there were a couple of times that Shoto really turned it on. They scored at will. The side story of the game is how ugly the Shoto coach is to his own girls. He grabs them and yells and screams at them. I remember a couple of years ago that he yelled at our bookkeeper. I had just forgotten that because, you know, you don't see him all the time. So he's slightly non-entertaining because of how foul he is. But anyway, we won't see him again until next year. So we go down 49-33, and our scoring recap, Bella Morgan's got two, Zoe Hinton's got two. Star West has got three, Lily Hinton's got four. Ivy Lawrence has got seven, which were all in the last minute and a half of the game. Jayla Kiesler's got seven, and Jolie Johnson, our high scorer, with a, once again, we go down 49-33. Our next girls game will be tomorrow night at home, and then we'll have a game on Friday, and then we'll be into districts the following Friday, which will be at Warner, and we will be playing Gann, and that'll be a 6:30 tip-off time. We'll send it back to the studio for just a little bit. We'll be back for the boys' game. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza, the largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas,
the best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake. We have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13.
Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vample, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13.
Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davey Vample, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
And we're back, Warrior fans, getting ready for the boys game. So, Ketchum Warriors will be wearing their gray uniforms with a little tiger striping on the side, and Shoto will be in their white with yellow and blue. Starting lineups for our Ketchum Warriors, number 3, Colton Johnson. Number 4, Hayden Rogers. Number 14, Jace Martin. Number 23, Quentin Williams. And number 25, Mr. Clawson. Starting lineups for Shoto. We just talking away about something else right now. Here we go, number three, Hill. Number five, Grossman. Number 20, Koblenz. Number 21, Miller. And number 31, I don't have in my book, so I wonder who he is. I just have to put 31 down there, and we'll call him Q for question. All right, we're out on the floor, ready to go. And Choto's still over here talking to their coach. All right, now they're out. We are ready for the jump ball momentarily. Miller will be jumping against Jace. Controlled easily by Miller. He'll get the ball over to Grossman. Back up top to Hill. The cue back to Miller. And Miller puts up the shot, and it's good. Clinton Williams brings the ball up for our Warriors to get the ball to Cole Austin. Top of the key. Back to Quinton. Dribble around 3-point line. Kicks it back out. Aiden Rodgers now on the wing. Aiden finds Colton Johnson top of the key. Nothing going there. Now to Cole Austin. And he's going to get fouled by Grossman. All right, Quinton Williams will get the ball on the inbound, puts up the shot, and no good. Rebound goes to Grossman. Grossman gets the ball back over to Koblenz. To Miller, he puts up the shot, no good. Rebound Colton Johnson. Cross half court. 3-point line down into the corner, and then he'll bring it back up. Nice piece of dribbling from Colton, puts up the shot, and it's good. Ball game tied 2-2, 6:40 to go here in the first. Hill brings the ball up. Now to Koblenz, now to Grossman. Back to Hill, to Miller. He'll drive in. That should be an offensive foul. He lowered his shoulder and put him on the ground, and they got that call right. I'm a little shocked about that, but we'll take it. And we're going to have to come talk to their coach because he is so mad. They're telling him to calm down. And their boys and girls coach is not the same dude. Wow. All right, now we inbound the ball. So that'll be a warning. Next time he screams, he ought to tee him up like that. Quinton with the ball. He's on the wing. Cole, top of the key. Got a Hayden. Got a Chase. He's up at the top of the key now. He'll dribble in, puts up shot. He's going to get called for a charge, and he did it. Just about both charges right so far. 5:59 to go, first quarter action. It's a tie ball game at 2. Hill gets the ball to Grossman. Back to Miller. He puts the shot up, no good, and he'll go to the line shoot two. Looks like Miller's going to go to the hole every single time he gets the ball. He is a little bit quicker than everybody else on the floor. He's sporting a vintage 19. I don't say this disrespectful, I'll just describe it to you. But it's really quite impressive. As he misses the first free throw, a vintage 1970s Afro. probably 8 to 10 inches off his head. He's had to work on that for a while. So I'm going to give him props for good hair. He misses his second free throw. Jace Martin with the rebound. Now to Hayden Rogers. Stop for the King. He'll crank a three. In and out. No good. Miller with the rebound. He dribbles it up the side. He'll take it all the way in for the layup. And it's good. Just outran everybody. Quentin Williams brings the ball back up for us. He kicks it out to Cole Austin for a three. In and out. No good. Jace Martin with the rebound. He puts up the shot, no good. And Miller Soto with the rebound. He'll drive it all the way to the hole again, puts it up. And they're going to say Hayden Rogers blocked. That was a terrible ball. That was a worse charge than the first one. And he makes it. Well, 7-2, and Miller's got all 7 points. Quentin Williams puts up the shot, and he gets fouled by Miller. Quentin will be on the line shooting two. 4:59 on the clock, first quarter. We're down 7-2. But I'm hoping Quentin makes both of these. First shot clanks off the back of the rim. Wasn't even close. He's got to slow down. He just grabbed it and threw it. He didn't go through his motions there. That was almost a fatigue shot. Game just got started. Come on, Quentin. Second shot, same way. Wow, missed them both. Grossman brings the ball up. Now over to Hill. Back to Grossman. Ball's loose. Hayden Rogers with the steal. He dribbles down, puts up the layup. It's good. And he's fouled. He'll go to the line. 7-4. Come on, Hayden. If I remember correctly, when we played them at the beginning of the year, it was really close all the way until like the last 3 minutes, and they pulled out and beat it. Hayden's going to make that one. Good shot. 7-5 is your score. 4:43 to go in the first. Soto's ball, length of the floor to go. Q's going to inbound the ball to Hill. Back to Q. Back to Hill. Back to Q. He gets it to another kid that we don't have a number on. Number 24. I'm just going to call him 4. They gave me a roster, and at least 4 if the numbers are wrong. Rebound now to Hill. He dribbles out for Soto. 9-5 is your score. 4 minutes to go, first quarter action. Quentin with the rebound. He'll bring it all the way down the other end. Shots up. He's going to get fouled on the floor. All right. Ball's inbounded to Hayden. He gets it to Cole, back to Colton. He launches a three, and it's good. 1 point ball game, 9-8, 3:30 to go in the first. Q with the ball, over to 4. He puts up the shot, no good. Hill loses it out of bounds, and it's going to go off to Colton. And we showed us ball out underneath their own goal. Ball's inbounded. Quentin Williams steals it. He'll cross half court. Behind the back dribble. Got a little too fancy. Got it swiped. as lots of Warriors over the last 3 or 4 years have watched way too much NBA and thought they could out-dribble everybody. Shot's no good. Jace Martin with the rebound. He'll kick it out to Colton. He puts up a 16-footer. No good. Rebound down low. Goes off of Jace. It'll be Wildcats ball. We're going to be a full-court man, but not a press. Hill takes the ball back to Q. Back to Hill. Back to Q. He'll take a three. It's good. I tried to catch his last thing from the PA now, so I couldn't make it out. 12-8, your score. Colton drives in, puts up the shot. Goes in. Good job, Colton. 12-10, 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Hill brings the ball up. He gets the ball 2-4. He puts up the shot, no good. Rebound, Hayden. He'll dribble it up himself. He crosses half court. Puts up a crazy shot, no good. Gets his own rebound. He'll find Colton. Now to Cole Lawson. He'll dribble in, put up the layup. And it's good. Good job, Cole. Tie ball game at 12. 1:34 to go in the first quarter. Four with the ball. Now he'll get it down to Koblenz. To Wheeler. To Hill. Back to four. Back to Q. He'll put up a three-pointer, no good. Hayden Rogers with the rebound. Out to Cole Austin, he'll crank the three. No good, Jace Martin with the rebound. He puts up the shot, and it's good. Good job, Jace. Warriors with their first lead at 14-12, under a minute to go in the first. Q with the ball, top of the key, now over to Wheeler. No, Koblenz. Shot, no good. Rebound, Colton Johnson, 39 seconds to go. He's going to drive in and put it up. Good job, Colton. He's on fire. 16-12, 30 seconds to go. The run game is definitely going to our advantage as Hill brings the ball up. 22 seconds to go. Grant Goss and Casey Collins fixing to check in if there's a stop whistle. Koblenz with the ball, 11 seconds to go. And we're going to get a foul down low. I think it's going to go against Jace. Nope, it's on Cole Austin. 6 seconds to go. Casey and Grant come in. Cole and Jace will have a seat. 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're up 4, 16-12. Shoto's ball out underneath their own goal. Ball's inbounded to Grossman. Puts up a 10-footer. Off, no good. Goes out of bounds with 1 second to go. It'll be Warriors ball. Length of the floor. All they can do is throw it in and then knock it. And he launches the shot. No good. At the end of the first, we're up 4, 16-12. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the second quarter. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
And we're back, Warrior fans. We're up 4-16-12. Five fouls on them, 4 fouls on us. Our ball out at half court. Grant inbounds the ball to Quentin. Quentin over to Colton. Oh my! Casey Collins is just thrown to the floor. They take it to the other end to put up the layup. Oh my, that is the worst no call I've ever seen in my life. Ever. We threw him on the floor and they didn't call the foul. That was crazy. Wheeler on the line shoots his free throw, no good. Hayden Rogers with the rebound. Hayden dribbling around, gets down low, puts up the shot, and makes it. Good job, Hayden. 18-14, we're still up 4, 7:26, still half. Still with the ball. Top of the key, doing a nice piece of dribbling, puts up the shot. No good. And Wheeler's going to get called for over the back. It'll be our ball, length of the floor to go. One more and we're in the 1-1. Two more and they're in the 1-1. 7:10 to go until halftime. They're going to do a half-court trap here. Quentin brings the ball up. He'll find Colton Johnson. He throws it away but gets knocked out of bounds by it. Shoto. Our ball out at half-court. Grant Goss inbound the ball. It'll be slapped out of bounds by Wheeler. Don't make that cobbling. Now down in the corner, Grant will inbound the ball. He finds Hayden. Hayden gets hammered. Ball gets knocked out of bounds on the no call there. This cheating is horrible. Hill with the ball. They get it to Wheeler. He loses it out of bounds. Warriors ball. Shoto's terrible passing is just keeping the officiating easier for us. Because if they were playing good, we would not be winning this because we're getting hosed on every call. Just like we did the first half of the girls game. Worst I've ever seen. Ball over to Colton Johnson. He dribbles in, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound goes to Grossman. Grossman back to Q. He'll crank a three. No good. Rebound goes to Wheeler. He puts up the shot, no good. And they're going to say he's fouled. Coach Banker's about to have a spell down there on the official. Wheeler's free throw is good. 18-15, we have the lead, 6:21 to go. Wheeler's second shot is good as well. 2-point ball game, Warrior lead, 18-15. Hayden Rogers with the ball. He'll find Cole Austin. He gets fouled, and we'll be in the 1-1. Casey Collins will go to the line to shoot. 6:11 to go till half. We're up 2, 18-16. Casey on the line shooting a 1-1. First shot is good. Good job, Casey. Casey's second shot on the way. He nails it as well. Good job, Casey. Back to a 4-point lead, 20-16. For our Ketchum Warriors, we're at 6 minutes till half. Grossman with the ball up top. He'll find Hill in the corner. Koblenz, now Wheeler. Back to Hill. Back around to Grossman. He'll drive in, put up the shot. It's good. 20 Williams brings the ball back up the other way. He's going way too fast. And it'll be our ball out of bounds in the corner. 5:35 to go till half. We're up 2:20-18. Ball's inbounded to Jace Martin. And that's going to get stolen. And it's going to go out of bounds. It's our ball. Length of the floor to go. Grant Gospel inbounded to Quentin Williams. He'll walk it up. Finds Jace. Now to Colton. Now to Quentin. They're in a half-court trap. Quentin fancy dribbling. Almost lost it again. Finds Casey Collins wide open in the corner. Puts up the three. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off Wheeler. Warriors ball out underneath our own goal. 5:07 to go. Ball's inbounded to Jace Martin, top of the key. He'll find Casey Collins. Down in the corner to Quentin Williams. He launches a shot. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Wheeler. And then Brooke Smith and Cole Austin will come in. Colton Johnson and Casey Collins will get a team. 4:58 to go. Second quarter action. It's a two-point ball game. 20-18, our ball out underneath our own goal. Ball's inbounded to Jace Martin. He gets hammered. They'll go to the line for 1-1. If he can shoot, he was slapped so hard. That was so obvious they could not call it. All right, Jace gets the ball for his first shot. Nailed it. Good job, Jace. Gets the ball for his second shot. Off the side, no good. Wheeler with the rebound. Back to Hill. Back to Grossman. To Hill. He's down in the corner. 4:30 to go till half. Quentin Williams steals the ball. He's got a 2-on-1 break. Puts up the layup, misses because he did a behind-the-back reversal. There's just no reason to showboat like that. They call a jump ball. Oh, I just got to zip my lip. I'm going to say things I shouldn't. Cole just got manhandled to the ground from behind, and they call a jump ball. Hill with the ball. This is the Wheeler down in the corner. The Cobblers puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Quentin Williams. And Quentin's going to get hammered. They have to call a foul on that. Foul should be on number 12. Officials are... They're going to say the Coach Baker called a timeout. 30-second timeout. 3:57 to go till half. We're up 21-18. Be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warrior Sports Network on SportsBOK.com.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake. We have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And we're back, Warrior fans. Our ball is half court. We're going to inbound it into the back court. Quentin comes up because they're still working this half court trap. Now to Grant. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Wheeler. Our ball out of bounds in the front court now. Cole Austin inbound the ball. He'll get the ball inbounded to Quentin Williams. Austin to the crossover to Hayden Rogers. Hayden gets hammered by Grossman. They have to call it. And when I say hammer on these foul folks, I use that word a lot. But, I mean, tonight they are violent. You're looking out at Cole Austin right now. The entire right side of his body is still red from where he got nailed on that jump ball situation, and Casey Collins had to come out of the game for where he got thrown to the ground. Free throw is no good. Coblins is going to get the rebound. He throws it forward to Q. Now back to Coblins. He walks. Oh my goodness. And they're going to call a foul on that. Colton Johnson. Casey Collins check back in. Jace Martin, Cole Austin have a seat. We're still up three, 21-18, 3:30 to go. On the line for Shoto is Coblins. Shots up. And it is good. Gets the ball for a second shot. It's good as well. 1-point ball game, 21-20. 3:30 to go in this first half. Hayden Rogers, I got to admit, this half-court trap they're running is tough. Quentin gets the ball down into the corner, and they're going to trap him down in the corner. Finds a wide-open Colton Johnson, who buries a three. Good shot, Colton. He's into double figures now. And just like that, our lead's back to four, which is as big as it's been. 24-20 with 3 minutes to go till halftime. And we're going to get a walk called by Hill. And he turned around and said something to the official, and once again, the official did nothing. And that had anything to do with this game. We've seen that all year long, of kids saying things to the officials inappropriately, and they just let them do it. I'm just going to go preacher on you for all a minute. That's part of the problem with our society is there's no consequences for bad behavior. And we wonder why things get like they are. Stacy's going to get called for a walk. And Grossman will inbound the ball. He'll drive in, put up a 12-footer, no good. Rebound Casey Collins. 2:26 to go till half. Casey comes down. He'll find Brooks in the corner, and Brooks puts up a three. Ha-ha! He made it! Good job, Brooks Smith, a big guy with a three-pointer. We'll take that. That's bonus up there. Shoto's going to take a 30-second timeout. We will, too. We're up 7, 27-20. 2:09 to go in the first half. Be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network here on SportsBeatOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
And we're back, Warrior fans. 2:09 to go here in the first half. 7-point lead. Easily the largest lead of the night. That's all occurred at the last minute. Shoto with the ball. Coblins takes a long two. This shot was over the line. They gave him a three. That was terrible. Grossman's going to steal the ball, head back the other way, puts up the shot, no good. Hayden Rogers with the rebound. Hayden Rogers kicks the ball out to Quentin. To Colton, he drives down, puts up the shot, no good, he's fouled, he'll go to the line to shoot two. I'm going to yell at the officials real quick. It was a two-pointer. All right, they're going to correct it. Good deal. That was a bunch of you-know-what. They are correcting that one on the clock. There we go. All right, Colton Johnson on the line. He makes the first one. And he misses the second one. Can't miss those freebies. Lead is six at 28-22. Minute 23 on the clock. Grossman with the ball. He'll kick it out to Q. Puts up the shot. And he makes it. Aiden Rogers with the ball top of the key, kicks it out to Quentin Williams. He'll take a 12-footer off the glass, no good. Aiden Rogers with the rebound, he'll kick it over to Colton Johnson. He's got nothing. 47 seconds to go. Now to Quentin, looks like we're going to try to burn some clock. We've got a 4-point lead, 28-24. Stacy Collins with the ball. Now Colton Johnson to 34 seconds. Makes a bad pass. He and Quentin Williams weren't on the same sheet of music, and Coblin takes it for Shoto. 23 seconds to go. Hill brings the ball up. Back over to Grossman. The Wheeler, he'll put up a long three. He airballed it. Grossman down low puts up a drop. It's no good. Shot blocked, but Quentin looks pure block up in the air. No body at all. They're going to call a foul there. Oh, they called the ball a foul on away from the foul, away from the shot. They called that. I was going to say that one was almost unbelievable, and it was. Didn't happen. They called it on Colton Johnson away from the play. First shot from Coblins is good. Makes it a three-point game. There's 0.7 seconds on the clock. Coblin's second shot on the way. It's no good. We'll rebound the ball, and there's the buzzer. We're going into halftime, believe it or not, with a three-point lead, 28-25. We'll be back in 2 minutes for a first half recap. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'em Warriors Sports Network on sportskok.com.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're gonna love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
And we're back, Warrior fans, sitting here at halftime with a three-point lead, 28-25. Most of the first half, Shota was ahead. Midway through the second quarter, we got up. Stayed up between 2 and 4 points for a long time, then got up to 7. And they brought it back to 3 where we stand now, 28-25. I hate to sound like this because I hate it when other people do it, but no joke, the officiating really has played a serious part in our game tonight. Mostly on the no calls from Shota's side. I still can't believe that how violent Casey Collins was thrown to the ground. The officials obviously just didn't see it because that would have been an ejection foul. Kid picked him up from back and threw him to the ground. I don't know how Casey just, he came out for about 6 or 7 minutes there, but he appeared to be okay there. But surely Coach Banker will put that on that film and send it into the OSAA, and somebody will have to pay the piper on that one, get a fine, or maybe not work the playoffs because that was horrific. That was the worst one, so that's the only one I'll talk about there. But that really, really, really was bad. Then we get to the scoring recap. Cole Austin's got 2, Brooke Smith 3, which is a huge 3 from the corner. Good job for the big guy there. Jace Martin's got 3, Casey Collins got 2, Hayden Rogers got 5. Colton Johnson, our high pointer so far, with 13. We are up 3, 28-25, and I suspect this game will go right down to the wire. I don't think either team will get up more than about maybe 10 points at the most, and it'll come back and forth. So look for an exciting second half, and we'll be back. Thanks for listening. To the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network here on SportsBeatOK.com.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davey Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back, Warrior fans. We're going to be playing here in about 30 seconds. They paused the clock because they had the community little league cheerleaders out there doing their dance routine. And always get a kick because the ones that are a little older, you know, they've actually learned it and they're doing pretty good. And then the little bitty ones just stand out there and beat their pom-poms because they're still cute. And we're playing ball now. Quentin Williams gets the ball inbound. It's him. He'll get it to Cole. And he's going to get called for the walk right off the bat. He did. He was guilty. Drove his back foot. 7:53 to go. Third quarter action. It'll be Shoto's ball now. Length of the floor to go. He'll bring the ball up. He walked. And it'll be Warriors ball. Chase the turnovers there. Hayden inbounds to Quentin. He crosses half court. Back to Hayden. Over to Cole. Down to Colton. To Quentin Williams. He dumps it off to Jace Martin. He's got nowhere to go with it. Somehow finds Hayden Rogers. Back to Jace. Puts a layup up. No good. And Shoto will get the rebound. 28-25, so your score 7-14 to go third quarter. And Colton Johnson steals the ball. So both teams have had two trips down the floor, and both have ended up with turnovers. Colton Johnson with the ball. Let's put up a crazy shot. And it rolls in. It slow rolled in, but it still went through the net. 5-point lead, 30-25, 6:44 to go, third quarter action. Hill with the ball, now to Miller. Cole Austin trying to fight through the pick and ends up knocking him to the ground. He kind of went fullback mode there for a second. Could have been a moving pick. The officials are talking about it now, but I think Cole just couldn't get stopped in time. I'm going to be honest, that was a good call for the officials, even though it went against us. All right, Grossman to inbound the ball for Shoto. He'll get it to Coblin to crank the three, and it's good. Quentin brings the ball back up. It's a two-point game. Now to Colton Johnson. He'll shoot a free throw. In and out. No good. Grossman with the ball. He's going to get called for a walk. And he doesn't like it. Says something to the official, and the official does nothing again. I'm just telling everybody. The kid mouths off to the official. Once the technical foul, twice you ought to be ejected. Casey Collins with the ball, top of the key, now to Colton Johnson. Back to Quentin, he'll put up the shot. No good. Quentin gets his own rebound, puts up the shot again, no good. Rebound goes to Grossman. Grossman kicks it over to Q, back to Miller. He'll dribble in, put up the shot. He was going 100 miles an hour, he made it. Quentin with the ball, top of the key. Now to Colton. It's a tie ball game as Grossman steals the ball from Colton. Puts up the layup, no good. Second shot's no good. Hayden Rogers with the rebound. Set a three-on-one break. And gets it to Jace Martin, who gets it pickpocketed from behind. Now Grossman with the ball. He throws it forward to Miller. He gets knocked down by Colton Johnson inadvertently, but he did knock him down. That's a good call. 5:14 to go here in the third. It's a tie game, 30-30. Ball's inbounded to Miller. Oh, that's got to be a charge. He dropped his shoulder. He can't get out of that one. He dropped his shoulder. Officials tell him to be quiet. Now they're going to pull him out of the game. The coach is. The official should have ejected him. He said the F word back to the official right here in front of me. Oh, this place is always like this when we come down here, but every year I think it's got to be better. It's like the Wild West. Colt Johnson puts up a three. No good. Rebound goes to Grossman. For Shoto, he'll bring the ball up. Kick the ball back to Q. Back to Hill. Coblins now. Over to four. Down to Grossman in the corner. He's going to get called for the walk. All right. And one of the players, it was Miller. It was the black guy that got. He just got teed. Now the coach is going off on the official. And now the coach, whatever the official told him the coach did, the coach is, well, this is good. We might get a fist fight between grown men right here. Nope. We got to see if the coach is going in to cool things off here. Wow. I think what happened was the official, he knew what the guy said to him a while ago and he let it go. Now, Hayden Rogers missed the free throw. Now, when the official walked back by him, Miller kid touched at him again, and this time the official took him off. He should be ejected. I mean, he's on the bench with the team, but he should have been ejected. And then the Shoto coach tried to come to his aid and defend and say that he didn't do it, but there was too many people around that heard it. The officials are still out there talking now. Hayden made his second shot. So he went one for one on the technical, and now it's our ball out of bounds. It's 31-30. Quentin Williams with the ball, top of the key. Now to Colton Johnson. Puts up a layup, no good. Grossman with the rebound. He comes down in a hurry. Puts the ball over to Cobbler to crank the three. Goes over the back of the backboard, no good. Warriors ball length of the floor to go. 4:18 to go in the third quarter. We're up 1, 31-30. Quentin's got to get the ball across half court. Woo, barely. It was almost a 10-second count. He gets it to Colton and puts up the layup. No good. He's fouled, though. And he'll go to the line. All right. Colton's first free throw. No good. Oh, we are struggling in the second half here. Missed about five open layups and three free throws. That's a good 10 points we've left up there. He makes the second one. We're going to go into a full court press against him. Hughes got the ball. Now back to four. Over to Hill. Back to four. He got away with the walk. But it doesn't matter. Jace Martin stole the ball. Jace gets the ball across half court. And he'll get the ball to Hughes. To Quentin Williams. Over to Hayden. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Nope, it gets saved by Shoto. Grossman with the rebound. He'll dribble it up. Goes all the way to the hole. Shot's no good. He'll just push it in, and it's good. That's his first bucket of the night. 3:25 to go. It's tied up again at 32. Quentin Williams tried a little behind-the-back dribble on his layup, and he got his flight from him. So that's like four on him trying to be an NBA player and get the ball stolen from him. That is unacceptable. Shoto misses the shot. Colton Johnson with the rebound. Now down to Hayden Rogers. He's going to get called for a walk. And he did. One of these coaches need to take his time out. This flop of the basketball playing right now is terrible. We got some subs coming in and out. All right. Hill brings the ball up for Shoto. He gets it to Q. To Wheeler. Wheeler over to Hill. Back to Cobbler. Still shoot a three. And he made it. Shoto back up on top three. 35-32. We got 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Jace Martin, the ball in the corner. He drives in, kicks it out to Casey. To Colton Johnson. He'll launch a three. He nailed it. Back to a tie ball game at 35. Wheeler brings the ball up. He gets it to Q. To Cobbler. To Hill. Back over to Cobbler. He puts up a 16-footer. No good. Four gets the rebound. Puts it up. And it's good. Quentin Williams brings the ball back up. Over to Hayden in the corner. Hayden to Quentin in the corner. He's got nothing. Now back out to the top of the key. Let's find Colton Johnson. Hayden Rogers in the corner. He's going to drive in. Puts up the shot. No good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line. That's 3,000 on them and 2,000. 4,000 on them and 2 on us. Minute 43 to go here in the third. We're going to say that was on the ground, so it'll be out of bounds underneath our own goal. Grant Goss in the game. He'll inbound it for us. He finds Tayden Rogers. Puts the layup up. It's good. That was a sweet backdoor play right there. Back to a tie ball game, 37-37, minute 35 to go. Third quarter action. Wheeler with the ball. He'll put up off the ground. No good. Grant Goss with the rebound. Grant finds Colton. He drops it half court. Minute 18. Quentin Williams with the ball in the corner. Kicks the ball out to Hayden Rogers. Hayden dribbles in, puts that shot. We just say he got a walk. Coach Banker saying that was a two-step layup. It was, but it was 12 feet from the goal, and they won't give you that far out. Got a minute four to go. Third quarter action is tied 37-37. Wheeler with the ball. Now to Q to Grossman. He puts up the shot. No good. It's saved to Grossman. He gets it back to Q. And Jake Martin with a heck of a defensive play steals the ball. Oh, and he just gets shoved all over the place. Two-handed shove by Q. They're going to call the foul. Should have been an intentional foul. It'll be our ball out near the half-court line. Stacy comes in, Quentin goes out. All right, Grant's going to inbound the ball. They get it to Colton Johnson in the corner for a three. He nailed it! Sweet! We're back up by three. Excuse my cough. 22 seconds to go in the third. Looks like they're going to play for one. 17 seconds. Now Cobblins has got the ball. This one takes the three. Off to the side, no good. Ball's loose. Going to go off of Jace Martin. It'll be Soto's ball out underneath their own goal with 8.4 seconds to go, third quarter action. Ball's inbounded to Grossman. He'll lose his dribble. Ball's changed possession about three times there. And there's a three in the corner from Coblin. He'll do it at the buzzer. We go to the fourth quarter. We are tied 40-40. Be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As we start it, throw it back in. Jace Martin fouls instantly. All right, Chodo's ball as they inbound it. And we get a 5 second call. Our ball went to the floor to go. Casey Collins will bring it up. 7:45 to go in the ball game. They got a half court trap. We're fixing to get caught in 10 seconds. Woo, just barely. Miller with the ball. He'll put up the layup and it's good. That was on Casey for not paying attention. He's going to get fouled by Grossman. And Grossman on the foul. That's his third. .725 on the clock, 42-40, we're down. We haven't got the ball across half court yet. And we barely get it across and it gets knocked out of bounds. It'll be our ball in the corner. Ball's inbounded to Brooke Smith. Now to Quentin Williams. Cole Austin. Quentin Williams. Colton Johnson will launch another three. In and out, no good. Miller with the rebound. He's going to drive in, and he runs over everybody. Wow. He knocked three catching players on the ground. That's his fourth, and he goes to the bench. That's the kid that got the technical all ago that shouldn't even still be in the building. All right, Quentin Williams brings the ball up. We're down two, 42-40. There's 6:50 to go in the ball game. Quentin puts up a 10-footer. No good. That was a leaning back LeBron James-style shot that only he can do, and we can't do, and it didn't work out well for us. Q with the ball. He'll get it to Hill, puts up the shot. No good. Jace Martin gets tied up in a jump ball. He got fouled pretty hard, but nevertheless, we got the ball. We need a bucket. We haven't scored in a little bit. Matter of fact, we haven't scored in the fourth quarter. In a minute, 30's gone. Quentin comes up with the ball. He'll find Colton. Now he'll find Cole. Alley-oop to Brooks down low. He got shoved in the back, and they did not call the foul. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds. It's our ball, but my goodness. I just cannot even explain this. Coach Banker's about to have complete heart failure. I mean, it's like trash ball in the gym at lunchtime. Hayden gets the ball inbounded to him. He's got nothing. Kicks it out to Cole Austin. He dribbles in. Finds Brooks in the corner. Brooks picks up his dribble. Gets the ball to Hayden. Top of the key, under six to go. We're down by two. We got to get a bucket on this possession. Over to Quentin. Down in the corner to Cole Austin. Out to Colton Johnson. Keep working it, fellas. Quentin Williams with the ball. And they're going to say he walked. He is so violent out there. Hayden's on the ground, Cole's on the ground, Brooks is on the ground, and they say he walked. Wow. And now we're going to get a 31 cue from Shoto away from the ball, got called for the push. That's because he's getting away with it, so he's just pushing to see how far he can get. This is WWE with a basketball right now in both directions. Colton Johnson's got the ball. Puts up the layup. No good. Rebound goes to Q. We're still down two, 42-40. 5 minutes to go, and that's 3 minutes down in the fourth quarter, and we've not scored yet. They've only scored two, but we got to get a bucket. Coblins with the ball, kicks it out to Hill, thought about a three, changed his mind. Now he's going to drive in for the two, puts up a layup, and it's good. Quentin Williams, goes LeBron James again, gets the ball stolen from him. Hill goes down, put up a shot, and it's good. Make that Grossman. Coach Franklin's got to stop the bleeding. We're down 6:40. There's 4 minutes and 30 seconds left. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catching Warriors Sports Network on SportsPedoK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
And we're back for your fans. Both teams have been whistled. We're out on the floor now. They break their huddle. Shoto's got a 6-point lead. This game has gone almost exactly like the first one did in Ketchum. It was close. We got up, played up for a long time, and then midway through the fourth quarter, they got up. Let's hope we can break the chain here. Hayden with the ball, gets it out to Cole Austin, launches a three, no good. Cobblins with the rebound. He'll get it forward to Grossman. Puts up the three, no good. Cole Austin with the rebound. Goes across his half court, finds Quinton. Down to Colton in the corner. To Quinton, to Cole. Wide open three, please go in, no good. Hayden Rogers with the rebound, he puts up the shot, no good, but he's fouled, and Hayden will go to the line. Got to make them both. We're down six, we only got 3:50 left in the game. Once again, remember, we got tomorrow night's game at home. And then we also have Friday night's game. And then a week from Friday, districts will be at Warner. We'll be playing Gann, 6:30 and 8 on Friday night. 3:50 to go in this one. We're down 46-40. Hayden Rogers missed his first one. And there's the second one. He makes it. We're down 5, 46-41. We jump into a full court press. And we're going to get him to lock. So that worked. Good job, Warriors. Got to get another bucket right here. Got to get this back closer. We'll get it back to a one-possession game. Jay drives in, puts up the layup. No good. Grossman with the ball as we missed the shot. Now to Weber. To Miller. Miller will take the three. He nails it. They're back up by 8, their largest lead of the night. 3 minutes and 6 seconds to go here in the ballgame. Takes the Collins out to Colton Johnson. He'll crank the three. He nailed it. Colton Johnson's got 23 points tonight. We're going to jump back into the full court press. Miller's going to get the ball through. He'll get the ball to Wheeler. Cranks the three, no good. Colton Johnson with the rebound. We're going to get a timeout, Shoto. Full timeout. 2:43 to go in the ball game. We're down 5, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch and Warriors Sports Network on SportsPedoK.com.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future.
Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back. 2:43 to go in the ball game. We're down 5. Chota's ball out underneath their own goal. Ball's inbounded to Miller, who should have already been kicked out of the gym. Now to Q, back to Miller. He lost the ball. Ball's on the floor. Koblenz picks it up. Now he gives it back to Grossman. Over to Hill. Back to Koblenz. Back to Miller. To put up a 16-footer. It's no good. Casey Collins with the rebound. Casey will get across half court. He'll get it to Jace. Back to Quentin Williams in the corner. He dribbles in for the shot. Gets the ball stripped from him. Got some junior high kids standing up over here by me, about 6 of them from Chota, that are talking inappropriately too, and the parents are sitting right there with them. This is unreal. They just made a horrible call. Jace Martin got called for the retaliation. Kid grabbed him by the jersey and pulled him down, so he pulled his jersey back. Official totally missed that one. I mean, this is dirty. You guys remember about 5 or 6 years ago, we played Chota at home in football, and they had like 6 kids ejected for throwing punches. This is a culture over here. It's not just this group of kids. There's cockroaches from somewhere. Hill with the ball out front, bouncing it around. Minute 36 to go. Still a 5-point game. Koblenz with the ball now to Grossman. Back to Q, back to Miller. Miller picks the dribble up, gets the ball over to Grossman. Minute 20 to go. And we're going to get a timeout, Chota. 30-second timeout. Minute 18 to go in the game. Chota's up 5. We'll be back in 30. Thanks for listening to the Catching Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
And we're back, Warrior fans. Minute 18 to go in the ball game. We're down 5. Chota ball out at half court. Ball is inbounded into the backcourt. And Casey's going to foul immediately. That's our 5th foul. So we got to foul 2 more times before they start shooting. Only 1 second went off the clock, though. We'll take that. And Quentin Williams gets the call for the foul. Once again, that was intentional. Yeah, the next time they'll have to shoot. So coach is teaching, you know, they had to foul to get them into shooting. Otherwise, they could run the clock out. Ball's inbounded to Q. He gets it. And Jace Martin crossed the ball on the shot into the rafters. That was a great block. It'll be Shoto's ball out underneath their own goal from minute 8 on a great defensive play there. We're still down 5. We got to get a stop, get the ball, get the points. Grossman with the ball. Top of the key. He got away with a double dribble. Now Miller with the ball. He'll get fouled by Quentin, and Miller will go to the line to shoot free throws. One minute on the clock. We're down 5. Miller from Shoto's on the line shooting a 1-1. So shot. No good. Rebound's going to go to Dace. Now to Quentin. To Cole. Now to Colton. He'll shoot a three from the corner. Airballed it. Hayden Rogers is going to be able to get the rebound, and he's fouled down low, and he'll go to the line. Just got to make our free throws. We've already missed about 10, so that's the ball game if we would have made those already, but we're not out of it yet. Hayden's on the line. He's got two shots as they're in the double bonus now. First shot. Oh, a little short. Comes off the front. No good. Second shot on his way. He nails that. They inbound the ball. Miller gets it. We foul him immediately. It's a four-point game, 49-45. 47 seconds to go in the game. Miller's made two free throws this game and missed four, so he's a good guy to foul. I say that, and he'll make them now. Officials making him tuck his shirt in. He doesn't want to tuck his shirt in. An official makes him tuck his shirt in. You guys can figure out what kind of kid Miller is. He is a thug with the capital T. And he gets called for the over and or the breaking the free throw line. Our ball inbounded to Quentin Williams. Quentin gets it to Colton. He drives for the layup. It's a clean layup. No shot. Jace gets the ball, gets the layup, hits the shot. If he's no good, then he's fouled. Jace will go to the line to shoot two. He makes both of these, and it's a two-point game. Makes one of them. It's at least one possession game. Come on, Jace. He nailed it. Good job. The one possession game now, 49-46. Jason's got one more shot. Second shot. He nailed that as well. Good job, Jace. Coach Baker takes a timeout. It's a full timeout. 36 seconds to go. We're down by two, 49-47. We'll be back in 60. Thanks for listening to the Catching Warriors Sports Network on SportsBOK.com.
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza, the largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas,
the best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Exciting game here. We're only down two. 36 seconds to go. It's 49-47. Showdown. Grossman to take the ball out. We're going to be in the full court press. Number 21, Miller, faked like he'd been hit and went to the ground. None of the officials saw it, but there's a kid laying on the ground, so they called a foul. He faked it. He completely faked it. That was like Alvin Iverson good. Miller's free throw is no good. Soto does pull down the rebound. It goes back to Grossman, now to Q. They're going to foul Q and make him go to the line. 30 seconds left in this one. It's still a two-point game, and Q's on the line to shoot two for Soto. First one's off the rim, no good. That means we'll keep it at least a one possession game. He gets the ball for a second shot. It's in and out, no good. Jace Martin with the rebound. He gets the ball to Hayden. Hayden dribbles up. Dribbles in the lane, puts up the shot, no good. He gets fouled. He'll go to the line. With 20 seconds to go, Hayden Rogers can tie it up. Q fouls out of the game. That's his fifth. We'll keep it right here at the end of the game, and I'll do the game recap. Hayden's first shot, nothing but net. 1 point ball game, 49-48. Hayden's second shot, off the front, no good, ball's loose. Hayden gets the ball, and we get a timeout, maybe? Timeout, timeout! The official discussing whether or not they're going to give him the timeout or not. Jump ball against the show, though. Oh, I just got hosed at 10. That was terrible. And we're going to go ahead and take a timeout. 17 seconds to go. We're down by one, 49-48. Be back in 60. Thanks for listening to Catch 'Em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Catch 'Em Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here. And now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back, Warrior fans. Shoto's ball, length of the floor to go. They've got a 1 point lead with 17 seconds to go. We're obviously going to foul somebody here. We're in the full court press. Ball's inbounded to four. He gets fouled and he'll go to the line. Even if he makes them both, a three will still tie it. Let's hope he misses one of them. Well, Soto got up by six, and it looked like they were going to blow us out, and then we fought back. They scored 9 points. We scored 8 points. First free throw from four is good. They've got a two-point lead. Four gets his second shot on the way. It's no good. Rebound's going to go. Said rebound's up 23. It's like, that's his fifth. It couldn't have been on Quinn. He's out here. They called a foul on the player that was in the backcourt. They called a foul on a player in the backcourt. They have to correct that. They have to correct that. There was a foul on the play, but it wasn't on Quentin. He was in the backcourt. Oh, my goodness. And then Coach Baker's passing out. Oh, my goodness. Miller's on the line shooting two. He misses the first one. Second shot on his way. It's also no good. Colton Johnson shot the ball, and we're going to call timeout. 12 seconds to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds. We're down by two. 50-48. We've got the ball at half court. Thanks for listening to the Catch'em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatSA.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Basically, if we'd have just made a free throw throughout the game, we'd be up by about 10 right now. But we didn't, so we're down by 2. 12 seconds to go. Ball should be right here at half court. We're taking it to the other end. We are down by 2. There's 12 seconds on the clock. Brooks Smith is going to inbound for us. He inbounds to Grant Goff. Grant loses his dribble. They get to Camilla. Puts up the layup. It's good. 20 seconds to go. They're up by 4. Grant just dribbled it off his knee right into Miller, and Miller took it with the other way. And I don't know I've ever seen a kid look more dejected than Grant Goff. He did not do that on purpose. It's just an accident. Miller puts up the free throw. It's good. We'll take the ball down to the other end. Get the ball to Brooks. He puts the layup in. And he makes it. With 2.5 seconds on the clock, we're down 3. 53-50. We'll just keep it right here. Right now, Colton Johnson's got 23. Hayden Rogers has got 13. Casey Collins has got 2. Jace Martin's got 5. Cole Austin's got 2. Brooks Smith has got 5. We've got 50 points, and they've got 53. And there's 2.5 seconds on the clock. So our only hope is to foul. They missed both free throws. We get the ball and either Oski it in or immediately call a timeout and come up with some play for a three-pointer. It's not unheard of. Happened twice the other night in the Duke UNC game. Of course, Duke was the home court, and they always get the call of Duke. I am a card-carrying member of the Blue Devils Hater Club all the way back to the days to the dirtiest player ever to play college basketball, Christian Leitner. All right, Chodo's ball out. Grossman will inbound it. He throws it the length of the floor. He overthrows. And time's going to run out for the ball to be out. And we lose by 3, 53-50. Thanks for spending your evening with us. Hard-fought ball game, but we end up losing both the girls and boys game, but we live to play again tomorrow night, so we'll see you from home. Thanks for listening to the Captain Warriors Sports Network here on SportsBeatSA.com.
You're listening to the Grand Lake Radio Network. Your favorite hits all the time.